Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is a special edition, our February special. I'm your host, C. Willie, joined, as always, by the lovely and talented...
Butter Peep!
Oh, we are happy about some of the things we get to talk to you about today. We wanted to do this just to check a few things out and let you know what to expect here during the cold month of February. We're going to heat things up with some fun music. We've got a great list. Kind of all over the board with the folks that we're talking to. Our first guest, she's 15 years old, already making a name for herself in the Austin, Texas area. Briley Heerman will be with us on February 6th. We had a great time talking with Briley, Quarter Peep, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And we're super excited that she is going to be on our February 6th episode, so make sure you check her out. She's the sweetest thing, very, very talented, and I think you guys are all going to enjoy this show.
Absolutely. Reminds us a lot of Peyton Riley, who she's become real good friends with. Mm-hmm. Peyton, who we had on the show a while back and was actually a Josie Award winner. The two of them have become good friends, and we're anxious to see what comes of their friendship, and as their sounds continue to develop. Riley has an extremely mature sound. You listen to her music, you're thinking it's somebody that's been in the industry for quite some time. It's really interesting. It was fun. You'll enjoy this interview. You'll love the song that she's shared with us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun, but it's exciting that, you know, they're from Texas. And so Austin, Texas is becoming a huge influence for the music community. So it's really cool to kind of see these people come out, and they're so young, they're talented, like you said, very mature. It's just going to be so much fun. You're going to love it.
Yeah. Then the next show we've got on February 13th, a lovely couple, and they've got an amazing story. It's Gritty Sunset. You'll hear how they met, their move from New York City to Austin, Texas as well. They're good friends with a good friend of our show, Joe James, who they produced some music for him. He's produced some music for them. They play together. Eli plays with Joe in his band in a number of occasions there in Austin as their bass player. We had just a blast talking with them.
They're such a cute couple. They really are. And make sure you guys watch the YouTube video that'll come out also on February 13th, because there's a little surprise. They have their dog that kind of like jumps on their lap. And oh my gosh, you guys are going to love it. This great, great couple. And really, so it was a true honor to have them on our show.
Really was. And a fun sound. It's a, mm-hmm. a kind of a pop country.
Yeah.
They're amazing. Her voice is just spectacular. You're going to love this one. It's a little bit of a different move for us here. And we really enjoyed it. So then the following week, February 20th, a performer who we found on TikTok, as a matter of fact, Sayla Campbell. She's a gold ticket recipient from our golden ticket recipient from American Idol. That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was going to say American Bandstand, but that shows you my age. But American Idol, she is an extremely talented performer out of Virginia. Our first guest from the state of Virginia. We're looking forward to talking with her. That should be a really, really fun interview. And then to round things out at the end of the month, this is a gentleman that we found on YouTube. Just seems like a super guy, Tim Meegan Jr. He is a veteran. I believe, is a fireman at the moment, and has a new EP that's going to be released on February 28th. Our show with him comes out mm-hmm. February 27th. He sent us several of the songs from that new EP. We'll be previewing them, debuting them on our show the day before. So we're all fired up about that. And he has a unique sound. I'm just absolutely intrigued by his sound, and I think you will be too. Quarter Peep and I were talking, and you said Who initially when you said, where am I hearing that?
Like Bruce Springsteen. You thought Bob Dylan.
Yeah. So if you do a combination of Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan, it's his own. It's his own sound. You can't say, oh, it's a knockoff of one of those. No, it's not. But you hear some of these different elements that are just phenomenal. You're going to really enjoy this one as well. So we're excited. We're excited about February. Hope we're kind of heating the winter up for all of you. Quarter Peep, you wanted to talk about something else that's happening in February. In fact, happening on, I believe, February 6th, we're going to get a little ink.
We are. So those who do live in the Genesee County here in Michigan, if you get the View.
Michigan View newspapers. Yep.
Right. Now, if you do not, now where do they go for our website?
Michigan View newspapers. You can find their website there. I'm sorry, I don't have it readily in front of me, but there and the Tri-County newspaper, Tri-County Press, so down in the Fenton, Linden area as well. Really fired up about this. We were approached to provide a music column. So every month and a half or so, there's going to be a column in those newspapers. They're delivered to your mailbox if you're in our Genesee County and Lapeer, Fenton area, all that. I think we have about 64,000 households that this is going to be going to. So we're excited to get the word out about Vehicle City Sound that way as well. And we're going to be focusing a lot on our Michigan performers. But you know what? The performers from around the country are going to sneak their way into this column as well. I'm quite certain of that.
But I'm excited. So it's going to feature two Michigan performers in this particular article. That's
the first one.
Yes.
Yeah.
First one. And one is Leah Williams. She was on our show. Fantastic artist. She was actually our, for 2024, a favorite song. So we're pretty excited that we're able to continue that on. And the second one, she is very raw, real. We enjoyed having her on the show. It was Danielle Bollinger. So it's going to be exciting that not only do you get to know more about, you know, what Vehicle City does, but the artists themselves. So it's a way for you to also, you know, like, hey, I remember they were on the show. We're going to have their information in the article too. So if you're interested in their music, I mean, it just kind of keeps going, but we're definitely excited about that. And on May 10th, we have something going on.
Oh, this is spectacular. So you recall, all three of these gentlemen have been on the show. Mm. You recall last October when Quarter Peep and I ventured down to Nashville and in support of several of the folks that have been on the show that were nominated for Josie Awards. While we were there, we held a little meet and greet with several of the folks that were in the area. And at that meet and greet, John Eason joined us. And we just had an amazing conversation with him there. And then he was nice enough to take us around the city of Nashville and kind of show us all the places that have special meaning. And he gave us the Cook's tour of the city. And it was absolutely awesome. Had a lot of fun with John. During the evening, we were there hanging out. John said, I've never played in Michigan. I'd love to come up and play. While we were at the Doc Holliday's bar, we saw a sticker on the wall for another buddy of ours, Waylon Hannell. And I pointed it out to John, and John says, oh, yeah, I've played with Waylon. I know him. You're kidding. Okay, well, here's our connection. Let's put together a Michigan show for John Eason and have Waylon Hannell as a part of that as well. We pitched the idea to a wonderful venue in Saginaw, Michigan called The Vault. And Chuck Razzio, who is the promoter there at The Vault, said, hey, I love this. This would be fantastic. You mind if I add somebody else to the lineup? Sure. Who's that? Mark Blumsteel. Oh, are you kidding me? Another friend of the show. We've had Mark on. Now we're blown away here thinking about what this is going to be. So Saturday, May 10th, day before Mother's Day, at The Vault in Saginaw, Michigan, it'll be Mark Blumsteel starting things off. Waylon Hannell and all his buds from the area there will be there as our second. And then headlining the show all the way from Nashville, John Eason. We are so, so excited about this. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 day of the show. You can log on and get your tickets at The Vault, that's V-A-U-L-T, thevaulteventcenter.com. I would encourage you, if you're in the area, this is going to be an absolutely spectacular show.
And this would be a great Mother's Day gift,
it
too,
would
because
be.
I'm a mom. I'm going, but if not, I'm
Well, and your mom's coming too. So, hey, listen, this is going to be spectacular. Just to give you a little bit of a taste of what we're going to be experiencing there, I've got one of John's songs queued up. This is Got My Own Boots. Give you a little feeling for Johnny's.
Hell no, I can't.
Yeah. So that's a little taste of what you're going to be hearing there on May 10th at the Vault in Saginaw, Michigan. John Eason's Got My Own Boots. You know, we did our show with him, and he was one of the first video shows that we did. I guess we had a couple under our belt, but he came on camera, and you got to see John. John is his own brand. He's pretty awesome. And I made the statement, hey, the cool factor just went way up on our show.
he is so cool.
Oh, he's the greatest dude.
And he wears these red, white, and blue sunglasses. Yes. And he's just got this great long hair, beard. I mean, just walks around with a strut. He's cool. And he's a veteran. So cool.
Yes, yes. Great dude. Great dude. So make sure you get online, thevaulteventcenter.com. Order those tickets. We want to see you there. This is Vehicle City Sound's first venture in promoting or putting together and promoting a concert. So we're so excited about that. And I tell you, the Waylon Hannell, having him come on board, he's got such a great following in this part of the state. And, you know, he's got a couple of the top 100 songs in the country hit chart right now. So he's just fantastic. Just turned 23. We're going to be presenting him in another week with his Male Vocalist of the Year as a fan favorite from Vehicle City Sound Fans 2024. And, of course, Mark Blumsteel is just phenomenal in his own right, a 5-time CMA award winner in the Netherlands, which is where he is from, making his way here in the United States and selling out venues left and right. We're real excited about having Mark here as well. Watch as we get a little closer. First or second week of April, we're going to have a show with all three of them on, trying to set that up right now and talk about this concert and kind of give you a little more taste of what that's going to be all about. But lots of things to look forward to. Appreciate everybody supporting us. We have so many things on the horizon that we're excited about. And when these all finalize, we're going to be letting you know what's happening because, oh, it's just... it's killing me right now. I want to tell everybody, I want to let the cat out of the bag. But from what you all you listeners have done, it's boosting this show. We're being recognized and really, really good things are happening. So
I agree. It's hard to contain. There's another great announcement, but we don't have the official dates on that. So just stay tuned. If you have not, definitely go on vehiclecitysound.com. There's a little link on there or it pops up. Join our mailing list because there's going to be an announcement on that too. It's going to tell you what's happening, what's new, the schedule. So who we're going to have on the show each month will be on there. Anything new, of course, but stay
and merch.
Tuned.
And merch. And as always, folks, drop us a line. You can email us, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. I'm certain you have some bands that you'd like to have us talking with. Believe it or not, our schedule right now is booked out through April of this year, so we're real excited about who we're going to be bringing you. But give us a listen this month. We thank everybody out there for your support. You guys have been beyond wonderful to us. Thanks for listening. Quarter Pete, guess we got to prepare for our next interview.
Yes, we do. Again, thank you so, so much to those who are listening, supporting us again. We can't thank you enough. It's just been a wonderful journey. And we love independent artists. That's what we do. We promote their music. If you want to hear something new, definitely check us out. We're on all 14 platforms where you hear your podcasts. We're on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok. Again, if you would like to have someone on the show or recommend someone, let us know. We can reach out to them. But again, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody, and be good.